types of PE loser and warm-ups there, what kind of impact did that have on the game?
I mean, it has an impact, but it shouldn't. You got to find a way. Everyone deals with injuries, so I liked our legs tonight. I liked our energy. I think we were chasing the game. We got behind early. Came back, then gave them the power play. Goals. So we made some mistakes. I think mental mistakes tonight, giving up. Taking some penalties when we didn't need to. A couple decisions here and there that you just can't make against an opportunistic team like that. And, having said that, I still thought, when we had it at 2-2, we had a couple opportunities to grab control of the game. And, I thought Vasilevsky made a couple big saves for them at that time to kind of keep it there until they got the next one.
What can you tell us about his injury?
He's been dealing with something for a little while here. We all... And he felt that he was going to be able to play through it, and he just couldn't.
When a guy can't go in a game like this and is so close to the break, is it more tempting to just maybe sit him out the last two and then give him the 2 weeks off?
Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how he feels tomorrow. I don't have a full report on what it is. We're not going to risk anything with him, obviously. Right. So, if he can play without risking long-term injury, then we will. But we're not going to rest him, just to rest him.
So Kevin LeBanc go down to the fourth line in the third period there. Is it fair to say you didn't see enough what you wanted?
I thought he was okay, but missed an assignment defensively, got scored on, then took a penalty. And, that's, for young guys, the margin of error is that small against a good team. So hopefully it's a lesson learned. I thought he had good energy tonight. He did some good things, had a couple good looks in the first, but... this is a playoff type game against teams like that. And, unfortunately, one or two mistakes at the wrong time, hurt you. Okay.
Thanks.